Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Resolutions Committee meeting. I am Marilyn Green, President of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois.
Yeah.
And I am an ex officio member of this committee. Thank you all for being here this weekend. We've had some fun activities before the convention started, and we will have some more activities tomorrow. And tonight we have a general membership dinner and IAPS Idol. So I will turn it over to your resolutions co-chairs, Michael Nowitzki and Dustin Cather.
Thank you, Madam President. I am Michael Nowitzki, and I am happy to lead this year's Resolutions Committee again with Dustin Cather. And we will get started shortly here. Before we get into this year's resolutions, I just wanted to provide a little bit of background for anybody who might be new to these Resolutions Committee meetings. Resolutions that are adopted form the official policy of this affiliate. So today, the resolutions will be taken up for the committee. Today, we will allow only committee members to speak and vote, but anyone who is not on the committee is certainly welcome to sit in on the resolutions and observe our meeting. And then on Sunday, all resolutions that pass out of committee will be taken up on the convention floor, at which time all members, active dues-paying members of the affiliate, will have the opportunity to speak and vote on these resolutions. So we have a nice slate of resolutions here. We'll get started. I will, at this time, turn the floor over to my colleague, Dustin, to do the committee roll call.
All right. Thank you. So all committee members, please indicate that you're present by saying here once I call your name. So we'll start off with Michael Nowitzki.
Here.
Dustin Cather, here. Bill Reif. Dave Meyer.
Here.
Debbie Kent Stein.
Here.
Patty Gregory Chang.
Here.
Mary Lou Grunewald.
Here.
Juliet Walker. All right. Ellen Bartelt.
Here.
Steve Hostalis.
Here.
Denise Savant.
Here.
Kira Obradovich. Not here. And Jamal Powell. He is not here either. All right, and that concludes that.
Thank you, Dustin. Debbie Stein has graciously agreed again to read the resolutions to us again this year. So, Debbie, when you are ready, please proceed with our first resolution.
Yeah. Is that a live one? Okay. Yes, you can hear me. Okay. Resolution 2022, number one, regarding voting irregularities that subvert non-visual access. Whereas, in 2002, Congress enacted the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, and the president signed the legislation into law. And whereas this legislation was meant to make voting across this country easier, more accurate, and non-visually accessible for persons who are blind or print disabled. And whereas the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, worked with local election authorities across the country, as well as makers of voting hardware and software, to make these systems non-visually accessible. And whereas, for the first time in American history, these systems held forth the promise of non-visual access, whereby blind people could vote independently and privately, truly by secret ballot. And whereas, election authorities across Illinois, such as the Chicago Board of Elections and Cook County Board of Elections, consulted with communities of people with disabilities, including the National Federation of the Blind, and whereas blind and other print disabled people have used these machines successfully in national, state, and local elections, and whereas despite these groundbreaking gains, after 20 years, blind persons still sometimes have difficulty voting in a non-visually accessible manner, either because the equipment fails or because officials at polling places do not know how to activate the audio output. And whereas, most recently, blind people reported a number of such failures when voting in the Illinois primary on Tuesday, June 28th, 2022 in Chicago and in suburban Cook County. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 30th day of October 2022 in the city of Naperville, Illinois, that this organization demand that election authorities do a better job of ensuring that the hardware and software of these voting machines work properly, that polling staff be trained effectively to set up the audio option on these machines, and to troubleshoot these machines when they fail, and that blind people test the equipment in advance of elections whenever possible. And be it further resolved that this organization call upon election authorities to work with the National Federation of the Blind to ensure that blind people truly can vote privately and independently.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve from the committee? The resolution has been moved by Dave Meyer, seconded by Denise Avant. Is there any discussion from the committee? Any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the question. All those in favor of adopting resolution 2020-201, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The resolution, the committee recommends do pass. Debbie, could you please read the next resolution?
All right. Resolution regarding passage of SB 829. Whereas, the casting of a secret ballot is a fundamental right of all Americans, including people who are blind, low vision, or print disabled. And whereas paper ballots are inherently inaccessible for blind, low vision, and print disabled voters. And whereas Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and cases affirmed by the state and federal courts require that the right to cast a secret and independent ballot should extend to all voting platforms, including vote by mail. And whereas prior to the 2020 general election, Illinois had no way for blind, low vision, and print disabled voters to mark their absentee ballots privately and independently. And whereas on April 8, 2022, as a direct result of the advocacy efforts of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, Equip for Equality, Access Living Chicago, Reform for Illinois, and the Illinois Council of the Blind, the Illinois General Assembly passed SB 829, requiring that voters with print disabilities be provided an accessible way to mark their vote-by-mail ballots using access technology such as screen reading software and or braille devices. In the November 8, 2022 general election and all subsequent elections. And whereas Senator Julie Morrison and Representative Katie Stewart co-sponsored SB 829, ensuring that blind, low vision, and print disabled voters could mark their absentee ballots privately and independently. And whereas on May 13, 2022, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the measure into law. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, and I will skip all of the particulars because it's the same for everyone, be it resolved that our organization commend the efforts of Senator Julie Morrison and Representative Katie Stewart and the members of the Illinois General Assembly for passing of HB 829, and be it further resolved that our organization also commend Governor J.B. Pritzker for signing SB 829 into law on May 13, 2022.
Thank you. I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Denise moves, seconded by, sounded like Steve and Mary Lou at the same time. Any discussion from the committee? Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The committee recommends do pass. Dustin, do you want to lead the next one? Debbie, when you are ready, please read the next resolution.
Okay. Resolution 2022 number 3 regarding consent culture. Whereas consent culture affirms and normalizes the following in both social and sexual interactions: that each individual has bodily autonomy, that the action of asking for consent is an expected practice, that boundaries stated in response are to be respected, that each person has the right to choose what is comfortable for them, and that the lack of consent or a clear and affirmative response constitutes a no, and whereas consent violations, sexual misconduct, and sexual violence affect everyone, including blind and visually impaired persons, and whereas the climate assessment commissioned by the National Federation of the Blind and conducted by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, RAIN, shows that of the respondents, 58.8% believe that sexual misconduct is somewhat of a problem or a big problem within the NFB. 55.7% have concerns about power dynamics. 53.1% have concerns about difficulty communicating, understanding, and respecting interpersonal boundaries. 46.1% have a lack of understanding about consent, and 48% are confused about what sexual misconduct is. And whereas many of these areas of concern reported in the RAIN survey are also concerns for the entire blindness community generally, including interactions not associated with Federation activities. And whereas blind people are not only physically and mentally harmed when they experience sexual misconduct or consent violations within the blindness community, they are also restricted from reaching their full potential and living the lives they want in their quest to receive necessary blindness.
We would like to be on the same plane as everybody else, which is to say, other people don't just get grabbed and put up with it. So to the degree that we realize that our bodies belong to us, and we have some say in setting boundaries, that could be a valuable enhancement to the curricula that other training programs for the blind offer. And of course, the power dynamics can be another issue. I really do think that education along these lines, particularly as it applies to blind people and what we need and what we deserve are entitled to, is a good thing.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion on this resolution? Is there any other discussion? All right. All committee members, vote in favor of recommending do pass for Resolution 2020-203. Please indicate by saying aye.
This organization urge the Illinois Department of Human Rights to issue a rule which prohibits the use of automated tools that deny blind and other disabled applicants fair consideration of their applications based on discriminatory criteria, including but not limited to the failure to maintain a license to operate a motor vehicle. And be it further resolved that this organization consider legislation limiting and regulating the circumstances in which failure or inability to maintain a license to operate a motor vehicle can be used in employment decisions.
Move the adoption.
Dave Meyer has moved. Steve Hastellis seconds. Any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The committee recommends do pass. Debbie, could you please read the next resolution?
Resolution 2022-05, regarding accessible ballot return. Whereas the casting a secret ballot is a fundamental right for all Americans, including those who are blind, low vision, or print disabled. And whereas Title II of the Americans with Disability Act and cases affirmed by the state and federal courts require that the right to cast a secret ballot should extend to all voting platforms, including vote by mail. And whereas several states, including but not limited to Hawaii, Colorado, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and West Virginia, have passed legislation
allowing blind, low vision, and print disabled voters to cast a vote by mail ballot privately and independently. And whereas the Illinois Board of Elections took a significant step in making accessible voting by mail for the 2020 general election and the 2022 Illinois primary a reality by offering the services of a voting platform to all county boards at no charge to those counties. And whereas, as a result of the direct advocacy of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, Equip for Equality, Access Living Chicago, and Illinois Council of the Blind, and Reform for Illinois, on April 8, 2022, the Illinois General Assembly passed SB 829, mandating accessible ballot delivery. Delivery for the November 8th, 2022 general election and all subsequent elections. And whereas on May 13th, 2022, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the measure into law. And whereas Illinois blind, low vision, and print disabled voters lack an accessible and independent means of requesting an absentee ballot, and whereas Illinois blind, low vision, and print disabled voters do not receive the same information as non-disabled voters about updating their voter information or notice that there is a problem with the signature, and whereas Illinois blind, low vision, and print disabled voters still lack an accessible way to return their ballots. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled, etc., that this organization strongly urge that Illinois General Assembly pass legislation that provides for electronic return of ballots once marked by the print disabled voter so that all print disabled voters have the same right to complete privacy during the voting process as all other Illinois voters. And be it further resolved that such legislation provide that all election authorities shall provide an accessible means of requesting an absentee ballot, including but not limited to an accessible website that and forms that are in compliance with web content accessibility guidelines 2.1 and higher, and be it further resolved that the election authorities shall provide blind, low vision, or print disabled voters the same opportunity as non-disabled voters to update voter information and be notified of any signature irregularities.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
So move.
Denise moves.
Second.
Bill seconds. Any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The resolution passes. That concludes all the resolutions that we had for this year. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Debbie for reading all our resolutions and everybody on the committee and in the audience for being with us. Dustin, would you like to make any concluding remarks?
Yeah, thank you to everybody who served on this committee. It's definitely an undertaking.
starting in late August usually, and a lot of hard work put in by the committee throughout the week leading up to the convention, so thank you all for that.
And I'll just make a few comments as well. That's okay with the chair?
Of course.
All right. So for those who are joining us on the stream, we will be back at 7 o'clock. I hope for you to tune in. For those who are here in the space, this is where we're going to have the general membership dinner at 5 p.m. It will be a buffet of pizza and salad. So if you have prepaid for that, you will come into this room at 5 p.m. If you have not prepaid for that, you would want to go to the registration table if you want to be a part of that general membership dinner in this room. Thank you to everyone, all of the committee members. Thank you for all your hard work and working on these resolutions. And we will see you back in this room, in the Napier Ballroom at 7 p.m. for IAPS Idol. Woo! Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, everyone.